Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast for the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Some employers are turning toward offering down payment assistance to help their employees move closer to work.
Why don't you just give them a raise?
No.
I mean, you know, whatever, man.
That'd be stupid.
If you got the money to do one,
they
you
don't
got
need
money
more
to
money.
Do the
they need more help. They need, yes. they need more dependency on their job.
We need you to be closer.
That's right, because everybody wants to move closer to work so you can get that emergency call.
I think a lot of people would move a lot closer to work if they could afford it.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah, they would too, but yeah. I think they'd also be content to stay where they're at if you took that same money and paid them more.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hey, you got a problem at work? Pizza party.
Bam. That's right.
That's it.
I've always tried to live as close to work as possible.
Yeah.
Just to make it easier.
Sure.
And I will say that the only reason that I want to be closer to work is so that it doesn't take me near as long to get home.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's everyone's thing. But again, if they said, Mike, stay where you're at, but we're going to give you a raise.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I'm happy.
Because I've already been living with
I'm
this.
I'm 3 miles away. It can still take me 40 minutes some days to get in.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
No matter what, it takes me 40 minutes to get home.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. But you know what? I like where I live. I'm happy with it.
That's it.
I mean, it's tough, right? I think some people would obviously stay downtown, you know, closer to work. So, I mean, some people are always going to live way outside of work because they just want land and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But I have a ton of friends that I know would much prefer to live closer to Seattle. They just can't afford it.
Sure.
Yeah, Seattle does not make that easy.
No. New data finds more than half of internet articles are AI generated.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, they fired everybody.
Yep.
We know this.
Right. We know.
Yeah. We know.
We know. It's all AI.
Yeah.
That's what everybody saw coming when Pandora's box got opened.
Yes.
That's exactly
what everyone predicted.
Happen.
Even the idiots predicted this. Everyone knew.
Right.
You don't need to tell us.
Movies that didn't know how exactly AI was going to work predicted this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. It begins.
So in other news, everyone, you were right.
Yeah.
Yay.
You called it. You knew exactly what was going to happen.
I mean, there just isn't a business. There's never been a business invented that isn't going to take a shortcut.
No.
Ever.
Right.
Ever.
And you know why they do? Anywhere that they can cut expenditures at all.
I get it, but don't complain about the problem you created later.
Right.
I mean, there is always outliers, right? I always bring up like Peter Bell. There's a few companies that
sure,
do it, right?
Sure,
but
sure.
They're, unfortunately, they're few and far between.
Right.
So if newspapers could just generate articles and not hire people, that's what they're going to do.
Say it all the time. Right. If you create Frankenstein's monster, you just have to deal with the monster.
Right.
Right. You created it. You put it out in the world. Figure it out, man.
Speaking of which, Amazon is expected to hire 250,000 holiday workers.
Yeah.
Holiday workers.
Yeah, holiday.
Mm-hmm. Part-time employees.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We fired the slate of them last time. Now we're going to hire them back probably for less than we had the last ones.
I wonder how many people do it every year. Just knowing. Because, I mean, like, we know Amazon's going to do it. We get why.
It's
the holidays.
It's a temp job, yeah.
But I wonder how many people are like, I did it last year and the year before. I will do it next year.
I mean, my brother did it for UPS for years.
Yeah.
And then he ended up just, like, they'll just keep some people on. So he ended up working there, I think, for like a year. But he did it a couple Christmases in a row, and it was good money.
Yeah, it's good money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get her done.
You just got to work Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's kind of part of the deal.
Gotta sacrifice that, but hey, you're getting money.
Somewhere.
Getting a little extra cash. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. I'm giving you guys about a 60% success chance on this one. It's one that you guys have heard of, but I don't know that you guys can pull it out. It is a verb and a C word, careful, that means to come together to form one group or mass.
Congregate.
Congregate. I like it, but no.
It's not congregate.
It is not congregate.
Say it again. It's a C word.
To do this is to come together to form one group or mass.
Congeal?
Congeal. I like it, but no, it is not. The word is coalesce.
Okay. All right,
oh, like
fair.
A coalition.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
I know coalition.
I mean, Miles, I still don't think you're wrong.
Right.
It just wasn't the word of the day.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
This is
wrong.
The word for tomorrow.
You can still have a congregation.
It's tomorrow.
Once you coalesce,
right.
You can become a congregation.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
I like coalition, though.
Coalition. It does sound a lot more tough.
Yeah, I'm coalitious.
This is a coalition.
So I describe myself.
Coalitious.
Coalitious.
Well, I think now people would think of it different, but back in the day when I grew up, Jesse Jackson had the Rainbow Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fantastic.
You're right. You know, used to be the Rainbow Warriors, but things have changed.
Schools are starting
just
to
just taste the Skittles.
Schools are starting to ban the viral Gen Z slang 6-7.
What does it even mean?
I don't know. I honestly, I think it is one of those things because I have taken a few extensive dives into what exactly this means.
Yeah.
And from what I can understand is that it is completely nonsensical.
Uh-huh.
It and so I think
came from a song.
Came right. from a song.
What does it entail? What's the context of it?
None.
If you're saying it to me, what does that mean to me?
The more I look at it, the more I feel like it's just you bring it up whenever it just feels right to bring it up.
6-7.
Yeah, it's hard to explain.
Sometimes they laugh when 6-7.
It's just hilarious.
Right.
You laugh every kind of almost like we do with 69, except that
69.
6-7 also could be like 6-7.
Right.
Like, so it's like you could use it in a proper sense, but also if the teacher says it, it's just hilarious.
Right.
All right.
But the thing was,
you think that's why they're banning it? Because apparently it's completely non-offensive, but right. It's just the fact that the class giggles.
They're bugged
by
it.
If a teacher or an adult says it.
Right.
So it's nonsensical. They say it means so-so.
But here's the thing.
It can.
Average, yeah.
It can. But the thing is that as you go on, like, there are teachers who are like, I can't count in my classroom because I'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Aha, 6-7.
But here's the thing.
And they lose their minds.
Listen, it's going to happen when you say 69. You can ban it all you want. The kids are still going to laugh. You're not going to solve your problem.
Right.
I guess that's the thing.
And the thing is with the 69.
We can't say 69 without one of us chuckling.
Correct. But that makes sense, though, because of what it actually represents. That's funny.
But that's, well, I won't say it's filthy. It's awesome. But you would hope kids aren't referencing that.
Of course.
But this is a non.
This one has no meaning to it. Right.
Right.
That's why I don't get it. Like, okay, 69, it's stupid. It's childish. It's nonsensical. It's fun. It's right. But it's funny. And I understand where that's coming from.
Sure,
it's a little naughty bit, right? 6-7. There's
don't
nothing
ban
to
it.
It.
He's banning it. Like, right now, they just love it. Like, even us talking about it, we're making it worse.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm saying, like, I think it's just one of those things. If we just ignore it, it won't be as funny.
Right. If you want it to go away, use it. Adults.
I have tried.
Old people,
yeah.
Use it.
No. The way to do it is have politicians use it.
Right.
Once it gets to the federal level, it is not cool.
Right. Federal employees, if you can start working for us finally, start using 6-7 all the damn time.
It'll disappear.
I want the president to get up there and say,
done.
So 6-7 instead of good enough for government work.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. What
Which
gonna,
is just so-so.
What are you going to do about this subject? 6-7.
Done.
Of course, you know what? He's such an internet culture icon at this point. Like, they would probably love it. So, no, he can't do it. Have, like, Nancy Pelosi do it.
It's just cut, like, right. If our CEO sent in, it's like, we had too many 6-7 days. Like, all right. Jump the shark.
Oh, God. Make the old people do it. They'll love it. No, it'll make it go away. Ted, what day is it?
Oh, Mike.
It is Wednesday. Well done.
Yeah, I got you, bud.
It's also National Mushroom Day. I have no list for it. I'm just going to say it's National Mushroom Day.
Ooh.
That reminds me. I'll tell you something later. Off air.
I had mushrooms.
I found it.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Good job, Miles.
Thank you.
I'm trying to figure a way to work in Spore.
Spore.
Trying to make a mushroom joke.
Gotcha. A fun guy joke?
Oh, mushroom walks into the bar. Bartender says, sorry, we don't serve food here. And he goes, but I'm a fun guy.
But
I'm a Spore.
I'm a Spore.
Say it aggressively.
According to a new study, if you quit smoking later in life, it may slow down the decline in memory. So good news, Miles. You're declining in you're slowing your memory decline.
Oh, nice.
Good
Thank
job.
God.
Proud of you, buddy.
Me Is too. There a stat that ever says, don't quit at this age?
Right? When's later in life, by the way?
Just keep smoking. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, like, hey.
If you're over 60, just keep doing it.
Right.
You know who kept smoking? Dick Hammer. He's the Marlboro Man.
Legend.
He's dead now.
He's gone.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
California Highway Patrol conducted a stop when they noticed something off about somebody's license plate, Miles.
What was that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is.
Aw, crap.
So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drinking time it is, Ed.
It is, Miles. Yes. And oftentimes, when it comes to drinking time, it reminds me of that time we were at a barbecue.
You got thirsty?
Yeah, and he said, Ted, it's drinking time. Mm-hmm. And I said, why is there an alligator there?
I don't know. It's weird. That guy brought it.
He's yeah.
I'm glad you don't invite him to the party anymore.
Well, that's the last time we did a show in South Carolina.
Now to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. I was waiting for you guys to get to me. Jesus.
My bad.
We're talking.
Let's tell the alligator story.
Yeah, I understand, man. Today we toast attorney Michael Dauber of somewhere in Michigan.
Dauber.
Now, God, wasn't that Coach?
Yes.
Yeah, Dauber. All right. So he works as a defense attorney. And like any attorney, he will tell you, you win some, you lose some. Well, he recently lost one when Judge Yasmeen Pohl ruled against his client in the case. Now, our honoree, he was not physically present at the trial. He opted to join via Zoom. Anyway, after the judge issued her ruling against his client, Michael thought that the trial was over. After all, his screen went black. Well, whether the trial was over or not, the Zoom connection was not. So when Michael said, quote, thank you, Judge Pohl, you effing C-bomb.
Oh.
It turns out the judge and everyone else in the courtroom heard him. He has now been charged with criminal contempt.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Just right. Look, he did what he did, but I mean, just chill out.
You can't stay in the courtroom.
I know.
That's all. It's a simple rule. Shut up. It ain't hard. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
why
it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.